to dry them. He said
a drying cloth. I always say a drying cloth.
And
a drying towel. But I usually say a drying cloth.
All right. Now, what do you call a small piece of a terry cloth kind of material that you wash your face with?
A washcloth, a wash rag.
All right. And after you take a bath or something, what do you dry yourself off with?
Bath towel.
All right. And what do you turn the water on the sink with?
The faucet.
All right. Now, that'd be on the sink. But if you had a big barrel in it, and you had something like that on it?
A spigot.
All right. And if you had a place out in the yard?
We call it a hydrant.
All right. And you know, it was real cold last night. And if your house wasn't well insulated or something, the pipes might
burst.
All right. And people used to buy flour, you know, in a, not in little bags like it did now. They used to buy big things of them. So what would it come in?
In a sack?
Well, a big
book.
Yeah. And
a barrel. Most of the time they were in. It was in barrels. They called it flour in a book in barrels.
All right. And what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in large quantities like that?
It would come in barrels also.
All right. And what about lard?
It would come in cans, lard can, drums.
All right. And now, if you wanted to pour water, you know, into a vase or something that had just a little mouth in it, and it hold a lot, you'd put a little thing down in there.
I thought.
And what do you use to urge horses to go faster when you're riding them?
A buggy whip.
All right. And did you ever use something like that on oxes or mules?
I use whips on all animals.
Would it be called the same thing?
A buggy whip.
It still be called a buggy whip even if you use it on mules or something?
Right. That's all I ever know.
Right. And now if you went to the store and you bought some fruit or something, what would the grocer put it in?
A bag, paper bag. We call it a sack.
Alright. And now, what about a big kind of thing like that? Maybe 50 pounds of flour would come in.
A box?
Well, it would be cloth like that. Like.
Oh, a sack? Call it flour sack.
And now, what about an even bigger bag that like potatoes might get shipped in? Might sort of coarse material?
Oh,
brown kind of?
We call it burlap bag or croaker sack, something like that.
Is that what you call it? That's what I call it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, what do you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground up?
A bushel, a peck.
Well, now, what, like, if you had an armful, how much would that be?
A batch, a load.
Okay, well, if you had a wagon.
A turn, a car.
Okay, what's a turn?
2,000 pounds is a turn.
All right, and if you had a wagon, and it wasn't quite full, you know, if it was if a man was driving a wagon and didn't have a full load, you'd say he just had a
part of a load.
All right. And when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb, light bulb.
All right. And what do you carry your clothes in?
A laundry basket.
All right. And what do nails come in?
A keg, a nail keg. All right.
And what runs around the outside of the barrel?